This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that's rich. LeBron James, who's been given every, he's given 12 steps carrying the ball, is saying that it's only happening to him when it comes to missed calls in the NBA. Get out of here.
I can't rock with him on that one.
It's also just so annoying that he put on such a cry fest on the court before you go to overtime.
Yes.
It's like, you're the leader of a team. Okay, they missed a call. Let's get this done. Let's get a win. It just, to me, that is such a lack of leadership.
But every NBA player does it. I mean, how many times you see Jason Tatum after a foul, like, you know, flail, throw his hands out, yell and scream? That's the nature of the sport.
But you still have time to play.
I know, but I don't like it. But if that was at the end of the game, I could see Tatum's behavior being the same way. I'm not a fan of it. But I understand that that was part of my lead. There's an issue with the referee. Now, I don't agree with LeBron that it only happens to him because you could watch those games clearly to see that the calls go both ways horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to rock with him on that one, but I do. Listen, I'm telling you, robot refs is the way to go. Or they have to go back to putting the whistles in their pocket. Make it more like, you know, mid-90s, late 80s, late 90s type of basketball where every time you touch a guy, it's not a foul. So guys can't flop like crazy.
But those guys bear, because of the flopping,
yes,
which goes on every single play in the National Basketball Association, because of that, those guys bear some of the responsibility.
Yeah, and I've always said that.
Because you literally see a guy every single time he's got the basketball anywhere near the hoop trying to get a call.
Right.
And so, did they miss Tatum's hand on the arm of LeBron James? Absolutely. Did he take six steps before the getting to the hoop? Absolutely. Did they call either of them? No.
But can't you solve this? Because this has been my entire life watching the NBA. Technical foul for embellishment and a flop.
They have that.
But call it.
Oh, no, they have. I think they might have fines for flopping.
No, I don't care about fines. These guys are all worth more than God.
Mm-hmm.
Technical foul. And if you get two, you're rejected.
Yeah, I don't think they have that, but I think Jeff Gandhi.
What's wrong? Van Gundy.
Van Gundy, yeah.
But what's wrong with that plan?
I like that. I think that's a great plan.
Thank you. I've
heard Van Gundy talk about that before, that if you do flop that, you, like you said, Curtis, two and you're out. I think it's a good idea. Listen, I think it's everybody in the league. Obviously, we see Marcus Smart, you know, and you'll see him flying or flopping. Every time somebody throws a ball up, they're yelling and screaming. So you see it, and you're right. They created this issue, but there's got to be a way to change it. And maybe you're right, Curtis. Maybe that's something that the NBA has to look into, because as a basketball fan who enjoys watching basketball, it's constant. Every game, fouls. Every single game, the referees are in it.
Do you think it would help, like Anthony Davis after was like, they need to start actually fining heavily the refs if they miss a call? Do you think that would help the whole situation?
Well, then that might just maybe make the refs put the whistles in their pocket. Then they might be complaining, well, I'm getting fouled on every play and the refs are not calling it.
Well, wait, he's saying you would fine an official because they missed a call?
Yeah.
They blew a call.
That's ridiculous to me. I mean,
then they won't miss calls anymore.
Well, how about finding Anthony Davis if he misses 50 games and he broke?
He's kind of going the Joey Bosa route.
No, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. Like, it's not an exact science. You're leaving the human element in because it's the way it's always been in the game. I mean, you talk about robots. I think that's I don't know
how that would work in the NBA.
I don't know how that. But again, there's a human element to it. There are referees that are going to miss calls. Mm-hmm. You don't fine them for it. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
And Anthony Davis makes $40 million a year. He wants to find guys that are making $140 grand a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems a little, I don't know.
It's kind of the Bosa thing, right? If you blow a bad call and then Bosa goes and complains in the media, he gets fined,
mm-hmm.
right? So Anthony Davis is saying they make a bad call, which we ultimately lose a game that means something. Because of this game we lost, we don't make the playoffs. They had a bad game. They should net. And then they come back out and go, oh, yeah, it's a foul.
Again,
maybe they should be fined.
It's one call. I mean, how many calls would you guess are missed in an average NBA game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
10?
Missed calls?
Yeah, bad calls. Either they miss a foul or they call one that's not there, a phantom. Like,
oh, that, I mean, that's damn near every foul
okay,
in basketball.
That call was not the reason that the Lakers lost that basketball game.
The non-call at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Of course it was.
No, it wasn't. There were 10 other things that happened during that basketball game that they could have won that game.
But if they call a foul there, right, at that point in time, the game was tied up.
You don't know whether LeBron would have made the free throws.
I don't know if he would have made the free throws.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
That's why I was so frustrated. It wasn't like they were down, though. They were tied. It went to overtime.
Flip the roles. Stop it, you two. Flip the roles. If that's Tatum going to the lane.
Yeah, go win it. Go win it in overtime.
If that's Tatum going to the lane and there's no foul call, we're not sitting here going, that's the main reason why they lose in overtime. Because if he has the opportunity to go to the line, aren't you banking on Tatum of making one of them?
No. I would be sitting here, if the reverse happened, I would be sitting here saying, wow, I wish Jason Tatum could have gotten over one blown call and gone into overtime like the leader of a basketball team,
exactly.
The way LeBron James should.
Exactly.
Man, listen, it's see, this is the problem. You can't have a real conversation about the game because you don't like a guy.
No, I actually like LeBron.
But then it makes no sense for you to sit there.
No, because I just thought it was so over the top. Wiggy,
no, I'm not talking about that
like
part.
He got shot.
I'm not
on the
talking
court.
About that part. I'm talking about the game being tied up.
Yeah.
If the foul's called at the end of the game, does he not have an opportunity to win the basketball game for his team?
Yes.
Okay,
he has
that's
the opportunity.
So, but
they had other opportunities throughout
right, but
the game.
We're talking
that's what
about
Greg's
that. Okay, so then don't blame Jaylen Brown for missing free throws in the game that they lost.
Okay.
But you guys were sitting here bitching and moaning about how he's going to make free throws.
That's what happened in
But you can't sit. If there are other things that happened in the game
yeah.
that they could have won the game.
Well,
but we made sure to talk about and highlight the two free throws that he missed at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So to sit here and now flip it, and that's why I said, if that was Jason Tatum and he gets fouled and it's at the end of the game with a second to go.
That led to them losing it, though.
If the call was made, Courtney,
yes.
He goes to the line
yep.
and he has two free throws.
Correct.
Only having to make one.
Correct.
And if he makes one, the game's over.
Correct. But they still, because he did it, that didn't happen.
Right.
He still could have gone to overtime. He's LeBron James. He's the king and won it in overtime.
You guys are just sitting here. Now, this is where the fraudulent comes in on everybody. Because
uh-huh.
you're sitting here bitching at me about not complaining about the referees. And you said the referees were the reason why Cincinnati lost that game.
I think they did their best to make sure the Chiefs won that game.
But when
game,
I
yes.
said Cincinnati should be able to get the ball with 2 minutes left and go down the field, well, it doesn't matter if the refs would have never blown this call, blown that call, blown this call, blown that call. Now it's LeBron James, and I'm saying the same thing, and you're like, he should be able to win it.
This is John from Providence, where we will be soon for a spring road show. Providence is on the list once again this year. Hello, John.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's a very simple solution. Just give them three challenges. It's like they do in football.
That I like.
If it's an egregious mistake, they stop the game, they relook at it, and they get the option to correct themselves. There's no fine, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
That I like. And no, Van Gundy also talked about that, because in the NBA, you only get one challenge a game, whether you win or lose. Mm-hmm. And he goes, that's the dumbest thing ever, because if you win one, you should have another one. Mm-hmm. But I like what the caller brought up. Have a set number of three challenges.
You know what the NBA needs? More stoppages. I think that that's
it's not really that bad. I mean, when you watch an NBA game, you're not sitting there going, oh, the game is slow because of
You think there's great flow to these games?
No, I didn't say that there wasn't stoppages to the game, but it's not like baseball. People are not sitting there and complaining about the NBA because of the stoppages of play.
How long does the final 2 minutes of an NBA game take?
I'd probably say about 20 minutes.
Nine hours.
Right. I mean, it's interminable.
But people don't complain about that.
But my issue with the NBA, and I think both of you guys were right, or whatever, both sides of the argument, is that the refs are such a part of the discussion after every game. And I feel like part of the NBA likes it because it gets people like us talking about it. But it's so redundant. Like, it feels like the same thing every game. When the Celtics lose, it's like, oh, Tatum got screwed. That's a call top five players should get. Or yeah. LeBron. It's like,
no, I agree with you. But in the case of LeBron James, it's not only happening to him.
I agree.
To sit there and act like it's only happening to you.
That's lying.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah,
yes.
That I agree with you on that.
That's fraudulent.
Yeah, that he gets plenty of calls.
You're talking about a guy that got a fan ejected for making fun of his hairline.
Right. Wanted to go with him.
Yeah, they almost beefed.
He wanted to beef with the guy. By the way, Curtis, that was 2 days after he was talking about how much he enjoyed Shannon Sharp going at guys.
Right.
I mean,
LeBron James certainly is a king. He is the king hypocrite. Nobody will ever come close.
That's different.
All right. Coming up, 5 questions with a guest from Hollywood, mystery guest on 5 questions coming up at 9:30. But first, Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We've got Eagles and Chiefs facing off at State Farm Stadium in Arizona for the Super Bowl. This comes after the Eagles handled the 49ers easily. Brock Purdy went out with an elbow injury. That brought in fourth stringer Josh Johnson, who then went down with a concussion. That brought Purdy back in. Final score was 31-7. The night game, much tighter, 23-20. The end at Arrowhead. And if you are a Bengals fan this morning, we've been talking about it over and over again. You're not happy with how the reffing went in that one. A tough go for Joseph Osai, whose roughing the passer call really was the dagger. Here's what he said after the game, wiping away tears. And you got to listen.
I said it was great, knowing that I had the support of my teammates, and I gotta learn from experience, and I gotta know not to get close to that quarterback when he's close to that sideline. If it's anything that could possibly cause a penalty in a dire situation like that, I gotta do better.
And we talked early on in the show about Jermaine Pratt after the game, kind of yelling at him, this is my last go, what the F, blah, blah, blah. Wiggy said he understands where he's coming from. Micah Parsons has quote retweeted that video saying, this lame as F. So not every player feels like, you know, you got to yell at your guy while he's down in a big game like that.
Yeah. I don't want to yell at Shime while he's down. But his pick of the Niners to win this Super Bowl is a little bit fraudulent. Like I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, you know, Greg,
I think you got to.
You mean the Eagles?
You either got to go Eagles
or
Chiefs.
No, I'm betting on the 49ers here.
Are you with us today, Wiggy? We got a whole show going on around here.
I screwed up, and I'm very sorry about it. You know, sometimes you misspeak during 4 hours.
I know what you were saying.
Okay. I promise. I know who's in the Super Bowl.
I know what you're saying.
It's very hard to and confusing for people. I like to keep people on their toes. I say, we've got Eagles, Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and I said, hey, Shime, you picking the 49ers? It's good. The Bruins dropped 3 in a row for the first time this season. They fell to the Hurricanes 4-1 yesterday. They're now off till Wednesday when they take on the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Shime saying he's holding his money. He's not putting it down on the Bruins until after All-Star break, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm taking a quick respite from betting on the Bruins.
All right, I like it. Celtics are off till Wednesday when they take on the Nets. Officials have responded to that LeBron James and his whining about not getting that foul called on Jason Tatum on his layup to end the game. The NBA ref's Twitter tweeted this. They said, like everyone else, referees make mistakes. We made one at the end of last night's game, and that is gut-wrenching for us. This play will weigh heavily and cause sleepless nights as we strive to be the best referees we can. Jason Tatum spoke about it as well. Here's what he said.
The last 2 minutes in overtime was a blur. I don't really know what happened. I got to watch the game, watch the film. Because everything was just happening so fast. So we moved on and got the win. That's all I got to say about that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
A non-answer from Jason Tatum. Succulent, tender, juicy. Anyone want to roast for dinner? Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, pick up beef eye of round, bottom round, chuck tender, or bone-in chuck roast for just $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 41 degrees in Boston. Did you know? Starting today, sunrises are all before 7 a.m.
Oh.
The days are getting longer, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank goodness.
And in honor of our next guest, you can do it!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up momentarily, 5 questions. 5 questions for a Hollywood guest. Before that, though, a listener of this program was tuned in earlier this morning and wants to clear his name and the official record. Do we have an official record? Is there an official transcript?
Yep, it's in Ken's office. Let me go grab it.
One, Rob Ninkovich was listening earlier when the text exchange with Tom Brady came up. And some were remarking that perhaps that was a douche move on the part of Tom Brady. However, Rob Ninkovich says that the way in which that story is being reported and was reported is inaccurate based on the text exchange with Tom Brady, which he sent over. I just sent it over to Ethan, the vice president.
Yeah, but
of
how does
services.
The story get twisted?
Well, here's the way it was. Was it on Get Up or when did
it was on the Jay Will podcast?
Okay. Here's what Ninkovich said about a text exchange with Tom Brady.
Is Tom trying to win another Super Bowl, or is he going home to hang out with the family?
I don't know. I've been trying to investigate that. And
Tom Brady, that is.
Tom Brady, yeah. I've been trying to get like some info out of that, and I'm not getting anywhere with it.
But you're not doing a good job,
no,
then, buddy.
Well, what does that tell you? Because last year, out of the blue, you were like, he's going to retire. I'm like, oh.
No, and then, you know, I'm trying to be nice. Just, you know, hit up a friend, be like, hey, man, great season. Hope you're recovering.
Thinking about you.
You know, you finished well. You still got it. You know, and he responds, not according to your hard-hitting analysis.
Okay.
That is a whopper.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Tom Brady go to get his reputation back?
So Ninkovich goes on to share the text exchange, which I did send to Ethan, and I'm sure he'll be able to show that on Twitch for those who are watching the program on Twitch. And Tom, he did indeed text that back to him, but then immediately afterward, in the next text message, he says, ha, 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 JK, love you, my man.
But even in the first reply, there are three emojis obviously saying he's goofing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was the lead story at NewYorkPost.com.
Did he not say that after, like, when he was on Keyshawn, Max, and Jay Will? Did he not say it, but he just text me after it that he was kidding? Or did he just leave it at that?
I don't think he did.
Right, so, Rob, you left it at that to make them think it was a story, bro. You should have been like, nah, just, after that he said, just kidding.
No, I think Ninkovich and Tom Brady were both done dirty.
Are you sure it's not Rob Volen, or is it Rob Ninkovich?
He goes on and he says, I was trying to be nice. Now I'm trying to think back, like, what did I say bad? Nothing, because you put laughing emojis. The only clickbait there is you.
What an ass.
Right. Clickbait came from Rob giving us clickbait, man.
I like it. I don't mind it. Keep doing you, Rob.
Yeah, you're all in on the clickbait. We learned that earlier with the Empire State Building.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. All about it.
Hey, any press,
you know what
press.
Plays. You know what plays.
There you go.
The Patriots just tweeted, go Mahomes, go.
Still doesn't make sense. Not the same thing.
Gillette is lit up red. Go Chiefs.
Also, not the same thing. If the Prudential Center wanted to go up in Chiefs colors, then maybe we could talk.
Oh, good.
So if the Prudential, what's the building? Is Prudential that puts go socks?
Yeah.
So if they said go Chiefs?
Sure.
Curtis, did Ken talk about that Ninko thing on the Saturday show? Does he owe Tom Brady an apology?
By the way, Ken is not good for my health.
Why?
He just hates everything I like to get me mad.
Oh. But there he is, Ken Laird, the brand manager. Hello, Mr. Laird.
He's the very best at what he does.
Green, good color on Ken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, he's just dealing with what's being spewed.
Hold on. The Prue just tweeted out Zarbano rules.
Yeah, that would be great.
He was attacking him, calling him like a classless, what an a-hole he's become, what a narcissist, all of that. And now I believe Saturday should begin with an open letter apologizing from Ken Laird to Tom Brady.
All right.
Well, I don't think Ken has to apologize, right? Didn't Ninko pump fake all of us?
That is true. Ninko really should apologize.
He's the one who put he's the one who got Ken rolling on all this thing because he didn't tell us about the second part of the message that was JK, just kidding. Mm-hmm. Love you, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gave us the quick Kevin McHale up and under.
All right. Is our guest ready for five questions? No, not yet.
No. And if this doesn't go well, it's Ken's idea.
Oh, gosh.
You can see this guest. You can actually see this guest if you're watching the show on Twitch.
Okay.
So go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And if everything works okay with the Zoom technology, then you'll be able to see this guest.
I'm interested because I got one question for them.
Well, that's each of us gets one question.
Yeah.
He plays one of my favorite characters in a movie.
Oh,
really?
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be interesting to
see.
Yeah,
and it's not a main character of the movie. It's like a supporting role, but it's a very important good role.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see what movie that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As I feel like I've seen...
Deuce Bigelow?
I've seen all of their movies, all the movies that they have been in.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what movie...
We've talked about this specific movie quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
In the month of December.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was in a Twitch classic, American Virgin.
I could be thinking of that movie.
I wonder, do you think some of the Twitchers will be participating in the blind dating game with Mary?
I have already received a lot of DMs, so we need to figure out where these are all going.
I've also received an inquiry already.
You did?
Yeah.
I did, yes.
All right.
From a family member or a friend?
No, a friend.
Yeah. Friend?
Yep.
Really?
All right. Well, okay.
Huh. Ooh. Keep Far it in the family. Well, I kind of like that chime.
Yeah. John Dennis reached out. I don't know.
Ethan, while we wait for our guest, maybe share the photo of Mary again, if you'd like, for those who might want to participate in the blind dating game next week for Valentine's Day. We're trying to help Mary out.
Yeah. And I think also we have some really great bachelors that listen to the show. And so it's helping them out, too. I think that this is a great way to give back.
Yeah.
But so we're going to have them DM the show Instagram, correct?
That's right. And then our ombudsperson, Jackson, will go through everybody and pick the best candidate.
I don't know if I want to put that in Jackson's hands, but I...
No, I don't think it should be Jackson. I think Courtney should...
You should pick the top.
You know Mary. She's one of your best friends.
Yes.
But then she could sway her. She could sway the choice.
Ooh, she could lead the witness.
That's why I think each of us, there's five on the show, minus Jackson, and each of us gets to pick someone.
So you want five, but is five people going to be a lot?
And then she gets to pick the final that she goes on a date with blindfolded.
See, I almost felt like, and this is me just throwing stuff at the wall, that people that might be interested.
How would that be different than everything
else?
Well,
that is true. Submit like a 45-second video on why they should be chosen.
Hey, well, Wiggy has to change everything up every time we
do
anything.
Okay, so then you'll sit and watch all the videos?
No, and then we put the videos up the fans vote.
We will explain.
I'm out of it. I gave my idea.
You don't have to be out of it, but it's just, they could
trying to create content for the show, but
what do I know? That was disrespectful.
What do I know? I'm just trying to create content. All I know is my man Spaz says it's about creating content, and that's it. I'm trying to come up with ideas.
Right. Until the strippers came.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea, but.
All about creating content.
It was very good content, but, you know, some people, you know.
Five questions, guess there?
Nope, I still see Mary on Twitch.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
So, wait, you're just going to see the five? That's how it works? The five questions guests will just appear?
I should also be able to hear him in my ears because I have secret switches back here. But
you can't do it.
Let's hope this is not a...
Ken must be stressed right now.
Tuukka Rask situation all over
or
again.
Or a Rob Ninkovich situation.
Yeah. He just Courtney, threatened to fire me.
Don't show up.
Yes.
Courtney, first time chatter in the Twitch chat. I think. Wants to know, is there any age restrictions with regard to Mary?
I can ask her what her bracket is. She is 31.
31, okay.
Okay.
She's my age. She's a Libra.
Does she like him younger? Does she like him older?
I've seen her date younger guys and older guys.
So then I don't think you should even ask her. I think if the guy 60 is a good candidate, then he should be.
I think she would like to have a family. Oh. So that is,
Well, how do you know
something?
The guy at 60 don't
want
to have a family?
That's a lot of pressure early on.
See, Courtney's already swaying there. She's already swaying the witness.
I'm saying that I don't know if a 60-year-old man wants to have future children.
Even if they tell you they don't want a family, they want a family.
And I would say
if they tell you they don't want to get married, they want to get married.
Uh-oh. Sounds personal.
Well, anybody over 50 is out of the deal based on Courtney's recommendation.
And Wiggy and true. Greg and Courtney and everybody, as someone who said for a while he wanted a family, I'm very happy to have one. Make sure you do everything you've ever wanted to do first. It's a lot.
I know.
Well, you can do those things with your family.
Mm, yeah, very true. It's just doing anything with your son or daughter requires about 3 hours and 16 exits and entrances to your house.
Curtis basically told me to make a list of every place I would like to see in the world. And before Santo and I decide to have children, go do it.
Yep.
Well, all you need good family around that you can let watch your kid.
Yeah.
And it's still possible to do things.
Well, but then your expenses go up when you have a child.
So you're willing to leave the dog with somebody, but you won't leave your kid with a family member?
I'm saying that having a child is much more expensive than having a dog. So you may not have that income that you did before having children to be able to afford those trips.
So wait a second. You can't afford to have a babysitter, but you can afford 30 minutes for somebody to come.
Am I speaking a different language? Yeah. I'm saying diapers are expensive.
Yes.
Food is expensive.
Right.
Clothes are expensive.
Right.
Actually, giving birth is expensive.
Yeah, I know. I had three kids.
Okay. So that's...
But what I'm saying, the expenses don't
what
matter.
I'm saying.
Somebody like you shouldn't be worried about expenses because my point was you paid somebody 30 minutes to walk your dog. So.
$18.
So it seems like
I didn't get a Starbucks 2 days in a row.
Seems like money's not the issue.
For $18 for somebody
you got family around here, right?
Yes.
You think your mom's is going to charge you to say, hey, watch the kid for a week?
No, I'm not talking about the expense of having somebody watch the child. I'm talking about the expense of having a child and not having that money to go to Italy.
Right.
Well, you got to be able to budget that before
Oh, my God. That's not what we're talking about.
No,
sometimes you're going to be like, you know what? You're right.
I love him, but you ever notice he's an expert on how everybody else should, should live their lives?
Listen,
you ever notice that?
No. The conversation started because Curtis said, do the things that you do before you have kids.
Yeah.
And then all I said, well, you could still do those things as long as you have a good network, a family network that somebody can watch your kids, mm-hmm. right?
Wiggy, did your life not change when you had young children?
No, it did change.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying if you're fortunate to live in an area where you can have somebody to watch your kids, you could still do the things that you'd like to do.
I'm just saying that income that we could use to go on a vacation right now will probably be much less once I have a child to pay for.
Correct.
Not for a babysitter, mm-hmm. for like basic necessities to keep them alive.
Well, if you can't, so you ain't going on no trip, so you really going to be screwed then.
Where's Rob?
Seems like five questions is a big nothing burger.
Seems like it is.
Oh, man.
Whose get was this?
Ken Laird.
Oh, and he would have been this person would have been the perfect person to ask about this because his new movie is based on not having money and being able to go on trips with his kids.
And I believe he is a 49ers fan.
Mm. Ooh, and by the way, not to put salt in the wound, I could have had Jan on for the last 10 minutes.
Right. Wow.
And it would have been phenomenal.
I'm still waiting on that Jan interview.
I know.
Oh, man, worst day of my life. As
somebody who's a fan of The Office, I'm waiting on
it. It's kind of big these days. I don't know.
I mean, couldn't you go back and get Jan? I mean,
no.
Is she busy? Or
I had body moving ready, but Ken told me to bumper.
Curtis, I will say there's a big trend going on Twitter right now of name a show that you tried to get into but couldn't that everybody else raves about. The Office, high up on the list that people were tweeting.
What kind of dope can't get into The Office?
Right.
That's fantastic.
Well, mine was Breaking Bad. And people called me a dope.
It's on Comedy Central.
The fact that you couldn't get into Breaking Bad just unfortunately shows some of your... where you fall short.
To be fair, when I was younger and far more naive, I was just one of those people who just wanted to be super hipster. And so I personally loved Parks and Recreation and said, oh, Parks and Rec way better than The Office. Why would I ever watch The Office? And then I actually watched The Office and I said, both of these shows are excellent.
Well, see, Breaking Bad, I can understand because it's obviously longer as far as the time. It's an hour per episode.
But it doesn't take long to get into it. You're right into it.
Ugh.
Well, I'm not sure. I've never seen it, but I'm asking, is it something you have to watch week in and week out with?
No, it's not. You don't have to redo the question. It's just a show about what that everybody was into that you could never get into. Mine would be The Wire. People love The Wire. I tried The Wire during pandemic. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah,
people love it. So I'm an idiot. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to get through so much crap though with The Wire. There's like a bunch of bad episodes, but like the best of it is really good. But there's also a ton of bad
it's
that comes
slow,
with it.
That's and the like issue. And like Chime said, whereas in The Office, you don't have to watch it week in every single week because every week it's its own episode.
Yeah.
Right? So that's
difference. I don't mind that. I just, it's a slow burn sometimes for me is just too hard. I want to be picked up immediately. Like Ozark. I think Ozark's one of the best pilot episodes of all time.
Excellent pilot.
Breaking Bad pilot. The pilot of Breaking Bad is probably the greatest pilot ever done in television.
Yeah, I hate to say this to you, Greg, but I'm with Courtney on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the show sucks. I just couldn't get into it. It wasn't
for
me.
Yeah.
I'm also in the same boat. I've never seen it either.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, 100%.
Can you not?
My girlfriend makes fun of me for it all the time.
How can you not love Walt Jr.?
Mm.
How can you not hate Skyler White?
I'm a big fan of Walt Whitman. Does that count?
I've been told that I should
watch
Power. You appear to be a big fan of the Whitman's candy sampler.
But
we don't have time to talk about
not
that right
nice.
Now. Yeah, don't
Are you
ever
making fun of me because I'm on a diet?
I do watch Power and Snowfall. Those have drugs in them, so maybe that's similar.
So does Ozark.
Breaking Bad. I've never seen Ozark or Breaking
Bad.
Yeah,
so did the 90s Yankees. I mean,
So I don't even listen to you. Like, if you haven't seen Ozark, then I don't even listen to you when it comes to television. Like, you don't know good television.
Ozark, very good show. I've also been told that I should watch The Good Wife since I'm into true crime and
yeah, but don't you watch that? What's that show you watch that? Curtis, what's the show you're always busting his balls about?
Chronicle?
With the teenage kids on a boat.
Oh, Outer Banks.
Yeah, Outer Banks. So, how are you?
Outer Banks is amazing.
Great show.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say they love Ozark and they love Breaking Bad, I'm a Power fan. 50 Cent shows, Power Universe. I watch Snowfall, Queen of the South. You know, there are plenty of other shows. City on a Hill, Great show. You probably don't watch that one.
Kevin Bacon, heard of him.
There's a difference between, I did try season one of City on a Hill. I didn't love it. I wanted to love it. But I
Hightown.
I think I recommended Hightown to you,
and you stopped after one season.
I know, but I recommended it to you. It's just I ran out of time.
Can't watch everything, Greg.
There are some things that are like. He's so ridiculous. There are some things that are guilty pleasures.
Uh-huh.
That's different than a great program.
Yes.
Don't be guilty about anything.
Outer Banks just is a guilty. It. Outer Banks is a guilty pleasure. It's like I used to love Laguna Beach.
Oh. You can rewatch that right now. They just put it back.
Guilty pleasure.
The OC.
Oh. Guilty pleasure. Yes. Mm.
But see,
One Tree Hill.
Oh, yeah. Question.
Trying to find the Phantom Gourmet. I'll find him soon enough.
See, Courtney, all right, I give her a pass because she's into kind of.
I'm a girl.
No, she's kind of into those, like, lovey shows.
Uh-huh.
But I expect.
She has feelings.
Yeah, I expect more. When I talk about the Godfather of Harlem from Snowfall, I expect you to be like, oh, I've seen these shows, but you don't tap into those worlds.
I tapped into Power for a couple seasons. It was okay.
It's my parents' favorite show.
Yeah, it wasn't great television.
Yeah, I can't rock with you on that one. Power's created a whole universe.
So Ken's Big Get, five questions with Rob Schneider, not happening, I'm taking it?
Yeah, the people that he booked it through are apologizing. The agent and Rob were MIA this morning.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Too bad.
Shucks.
Oh, that's too bad.
I mean, I was really excited. I had a great Waterboy question.
Yeah. And he's Cedric in Home Alone 2.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go home and watch The Bachelor to cheer up.
Cedric in Home Alone 2.
What about that weird, he was in that weird movie about Sean Payton.
Oh, the one with Kevin James? One?
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to give 80 for Brady a run for its money when it comes to a horrible waste of a couple hours.
Well, are you guys going to go Wednesday night?
I'm going to come. Can Santo come?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Then RSVP yes for us. Rob Schneider also in Grown Ups 1, but not in 2.
Huh. Why?
I think there was a money something.
Which one was Grown Ups 2?
Adam Sandler.
I know. It was
the exact plot, but a couple different
yeah,
words.
Yeah, they shot a ton of it
in Massachusetts.
Is that
the one with Stone Cold Steve Austin in it?
Yeah, they shot it in Lowell a bit.
It'd be fun to ask him about that if you were on the show for five questions.
I wanted to ask him because with Adam Sandler, he's got a new movie coming out, Mystery Murders Part 2, which I thought was one with Jennifer Aniston.
Murder Mystery.
We end the show by asking all of our Rob Schneider questions to Jackson?
Well, no, I wanted to know, like, Adam Sandler always puts his friends in his movies.
Yeah.
And in this new movie that Rob Schneider was going to talk about, The Daughter Trip, the woman in the movie, I think it might have been his ex-wife, is Adam Sandler's real wife. So is there like this, they always like put their friend, they're always in each other's movies. So where did that start and, you know, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm. That would have been a great question.
Yeah.
And how do I get in that circle?
Really, that is a good circle to be in.
Great question. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. Gresh and Foyer coming up at 10. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Football postseason winner go home, and Boston Sports Original has all the news, all the takes, and all the games. WEEI's coverage of the NFL playoffs is brought to you by Wise Snacks. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys. Super Bowl is set. You can talk about that with Gresh and Foyer next. And then the new afternoon show debuts this afternoon. Adam Jones and Mego.
Let's go, Jones.
Yeah, big day.
Which will be 2 o'clock. What did we learn on the show today? A texter learned that Courtney can apparently go to a movie premiere on Wednesday night, but can't make it to the company holiday party.
Good point. Thank you for pointing that out. One is about 10 minutes from my apartment, and the other is about 2 hours. So I don't know. You do the math. Did I not state that we found a dog walker for nights where after I got shamed?
When you did the your version of A Day in the Life mm-hmm. on the show Instagram the other day, it was so cute to see Harry.
Harry is growing very quickly.
Yes.
Yes, and he's a very good boy.
He can ring the bell when he wants to go outside.
Isn't
very
that
very intelligent
yes.
dog.
So there's a bell? You taught him to ring a bell?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's we impressive. Have it hanging by the door, so when mm-hmm. he has to use the restroom, he brings it, and we
no accidents
out.
In the house yet.
I mean, yes, we've had plenty, but you know, we have gotten over that.
And Greg, I heard Brees put one of those on the door for you at Echelon.
here's but that's not to let him out. That's to let somebody in.
Here's Mike from Holden. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
I just want to. I have a feeling Ken sabotaged that Rob Schneider interview.
Ooh. I never even thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob is a big clot shot anti-vaxxer, and we all know how Ken feels about that.
Oh, dear. Did not know that.
That explains it. Mm.
Did not know that he was an anti-vax.
Didn't think about that.
Well, Ken put the kibosh on that one.
There's some cantaloupe in the hallway in Brookline that's still waiting to be sanitized before coming into Ken's apartment.
Has Ken stopped sanitizing the melons?
No, we have somebody that does that for him now that he's brand manager.
All right.
Well, maybe Rob will call in at a later date. He's at the Wilbur this week, so.
Yeah.
I think we moved on to Jan from The Office.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we moved on from Rob Schneider. But great show, everybody.
Good job. Very Thanks. Sorry
Always
for my
fun.
Flub, but.
Don't worry about it. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, thank you.
You had the
thank
Eagles.
You, Iggy. Yep.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow at 6. And Ty Law will join us tomorrow on a Ty Tuesday at 8:20. We'll talk Super Bowl with Ty Law. Gresham Foyer next. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for watching today on Twitch.
Nah.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
Nah.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.